Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, 7 and a half the hour. Here it is, another hour of conversation, informed conversation. I must say, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. And today is Legal Drinking Age Day, which is good for Jennifer because now she can finally drink all that wine legally.
Yeah, I've been waiting for years.
Years and years and years. Well, I don't know. I think that Victoria drinks a good deal of wine as well. It would seem, anyway. She does not just something.
Not as much as I would like.
Well, oh really? Oh, okay, that's good to know.
She's working on it.
Yeah, apparently. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are here. Jay is under the weather today, sadly enough. Again, she's got a tough time with migraine headaches, and so we work our way through the issues. We have Jeff Bezos to think about, talk about the whole business about the trip yesterday. He went up, and so what happened when he came back?
It was a quick trip.
Both of you. Yeah, it was, well, three
about
or four
10 minutes,
right?
And 20 10 seconds, minutes. Yeah, yeah, up and down. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was funny. You know, there are some people, and again, everything is political. There's some people on the far left who were saying, you know what, there's so much to do here at home. We have to fix all of that before we go and do all of this space stuff. And there was stuff on the far right who said, oh, this is just Jeff Bezos and his publicity stunts, and he's not even really going to space anyway.
They so, don't get it.
I'm not a huge fan of Jeff Bezos as the person. I don't really even know him. All you know are the stories about him and some of the conditions for his workers at Amazon.
Oh, but horrendous.
But it's cool, I think, when people explore and push. And I was thinking about it when I was driving to work yesterday. Like, for your lifetime, Doug, or for my parents' lifetime, the space program is new, right? I mean, we went to space. We did space exploration. Now we're talking about space tourism. I mean, that's pretty significant and kind of cool. And so I really kind of enjoyed watching what happened yesterday. I don't know. It's not necessarily about Jeff Bezos, but I think it's about pushing and exploring and something that used to bring us all together, but still being politicized like it always is. But they were successful. The four-person crew came back, and they talked about it, saying that it was the coolest experience ever. It was very fast, unmanned, and they went right up, and they had a few moments of weightlessness, and then they came right back down. And it was really interesting, I thought, to watch the rocket, which splits apart from the capsule, come right back down. And this is something we haven't really gotten to see before. It came right back down, landed in its position almost like it looked like it did when it started. And I thought that was the coolest thing because obviously they're going to be recycling that part. And then the capsule comes down with three parachutes, and it looks kind of like a thud.
What an engineering feat, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting.
It was a rough landing.
Well, that's what it looked like because it dumps down in the middle of the desert, and so all this dust poofs up. But from what I was reading, they have so much hydraulics built in underneath each individual seat that many people were saying that it felt just like sitting down in a chair when they landed. So for us, it looked like a big poof, but for them, it wasn't. It didn't.
Well, it was funny because did you watch? I watched the live feed from BlueOrigin.com,
yeah.
And when they landed, the girl who was sort of narrating the whole thing, she was like, "Well, you know, you just get set down in this gentle speed of no more than 1 to 2 miles per hour." And at the bottom, they must have caught a breeze or something because they didn't land exactly where they were supposed to land. It's within 1,000 feet, so they sort of guess where you're going to land, which did not make me feel great if I was a space tourist. And they landed at 16 miles per hour. So the thud that everybody saw, where everyone's like, "Ooh, that was a rough landing," they came down a lot faster than they were supposed to. They just didn't talk about it on the broadcast. But there was so much about it, though, that you know, I think it was amazing for, you know, for Wally Funk, who was 82, the female who had trained with NASA, never was allowed to go to space because, you know, she's a woman back in the 60s. But she seemed a little, like, less impressed. But some of the things that happened after they landed, it really made headlines. So Jeff Bezos, he gets out of the capsule, puts his cowboy hat back on, which, like, hello, okay.
Cowboy,
that was, yeah,
those.
I know. Right. And so he says, quote to the reporters was, quote, I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all this.
Well,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine how Amazon employees must feel because they've been threatened with physical violence when they tried to unionize. They've had the most horrific conditions working through COVID. I mean, I would be so insulted if I was an Amazon worker, you know, on an assembly line sitting there going, oh, great, I'm so glad I shot my boss into space when, you know, I can barely make a minimum wage. Like, I don't know. There was so much with Jeff Bezos that I'm not a fan of his. But poor Wally Funk, her quote was, we went right up, I saw darkness, I thought I was going to see the world, but we weren't quite high enough. But, you know, it felt great. So she's 82. She's not going to get another chance to do this. Then she also made some comment about, like, how she thought it was going to last longer. I guess they didn't really brief Wally too well on what this was going to be. But then when they finally had the video, which was on Jeff Bezos' phone, they didn't even have cameras in the capsule.
Yeah, I thought that was odd that they didn't have them. They had them, like, outside the capsule, but not in.
Yeah.
So you couldn't watch them.
So he had a video, and the weird thing is, no one's looking out the window except Wally. They get up, they reach the zero-gravity moment, and Jeff Bezos is throwing Skittles into the 18-year-old kid's mouth. Like, they're not looking out the window. They're not
looking
at the
Earth. There's a book that was written
a number
of years ago called Great Expectations. And I think that there were great expectations from this and also for the Branson flight. And in fact,
well, there's no comparison.
Different. Well,
I mean, it was literally like
they go up and they come down back down again.
Well, no, but I'm saying like the entire thing. I watched both broadcasts. It was like staying at the Four Seasons with Branson or at the Motel 6 with Blue Origin.
But that answers
a huge letdown.
That speaks to your feelings about Bezos and lots of other people's. His way
even
of
if
doing
I didn't know who was in the capsule, Doug, if
different.
You saw this, it looked very budget.
I guess my enthusiasm or lack thereof is brought about by some of the. I guess I'm moderately enthused about Branson, but this is no big deal in comparison to what men and women in space flight have accomplished. And that's really kind of my. So this is a good stunt. It's fun. You know, something to talk about for a while, but does it bring anything?
Well, I think it's still remarkable because when do we, I mean, we've never really talked about space tourism before.
Right.
And so, and I don't just use Bezos here, but Branson and Bezos together, I think over the last week, what we have witnessed is something kind of cool. Now, whether or not it catches on with people and people are willing to spend that much money to go and do it, who knows, but we've seen a first. And I think I don't know, I'm just appreciating it from that perspective. Like, we've seen something new, something that may be something historic.
Right. Okay, so we're going to go back, if you don't mind, in a moment to the fact that today is a legal drinking age day. In a moment, we're going to focus on a study on the benefits of wine and the thing called resveratrol. Which you don't have to drink. You can drink grape juice and get the same thing. I'll explain that, and the ladies will as well, I'm sure, from the wine department in a matter of moments. The essence of of red. Remember that song? Red, red wine. I want to know whether it's just red, red wine or whether it's white wine. But the resveratrol is not in white wine, but it's still. Is white wine good for you? Or that blush stuff. What is it called? Rosé?
Rosé.
You mix them together and. What do you get? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. It's 15 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. And your thoughts and your deeds. Are you putting your thoughts together with your deeds? You're thinking about your nose. You're thinking about what goes into your body, the bacteria, the viruses, the pollution. Bacteria, bad. Virus, worse. So are you cleaning it out? I was talking to somebody yesterday. I'm trying to remember where it was. Oh, I had dinner with a friend last night. And they had just gotten one of these Navage things. It was, you know, kind of not, she doesn't listen to me. on the radio and doesn't listen to me in most circumstances. But and this one, I don't know what the heck. I was talking about not feeling particularly well for a few days, and she said, "Oh yeah, I had the same thing." And it turned out to be a bug. And yeah, we all have had these, or a lot of people have had these bugs. And I guess probably if we're doing a better job cleaning out our nose, maybe that stuff won't get through. Or if you're doing a good job and you're breathing better, maybe it's not as bad as it might have been. At any rate, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, cleans out all the nasty stuff that's in your nose, the dangerous stuff that's in your nose, what gets trapped in your nose. In the morning when you brush your teeth and wash your face, do the Navage, and at night do the same thing. So you help yourself to better health. It's Navage, backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of your satisfaction. You can buy Navage at Navage.com.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
So I said that today was Legal Drinking Age Day, celebrating July 21st every year. The National Minimum Drinking Age was passed a law by Congress in July of 1984. So now in tandem with that, this information on the benefits of drinking wine and resveratrol, this is no news to me. This is something that we've talked about with both the doctors in this program for years. So what's new here, ladies?
It's just because resveratrol has been talked about, like you said, for a lot of years. They've had more studies on it. And so they're looking now at the health benefits, and there are a lot of health benefits. And the grape juice thing, if you drink, like, Concord grape juice, not just, like, regular, you know, grape juice that you buy off the shelf, it's really... Yeah, if you buy, like, really good, you know, dark red and purple Concord grapes, then you will get some resveratrol. But the fermentation process is actually what they were looking at combined with resveratrol. So you're getting, and that's only in wine. You're getting more from red wine than white. Malbec, Petit Sirah, Saint Laurent, and Pinot Noir, they have the highest contents. Grenache actually has the most resveratrol. Malbec grapes have the thickest skin, so they were looking at those. They've got the highest concentration of resveratrol. So all those things are really good and good news for your health if you like to drink red wine.
Brain's good, nerve cells, all that stuff.
Cardiovascular health, it's all good.
I take resveratrol capsules. I think that helps as well. Even
not as
grapes.
Fun.
There you go. No, right. Says you. 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Howdy Doody. Again, the day is young for many of us. Well, this program's heard around the world, around the day, so I find it interesting to get a spin on it from my perspective and a lady's perspective. It's sort of a fresh part of a new day because there are always different ways of interpreting things, and there are events through the course of the day that happened. A lot of them get infoed on trending social media capsulized reports on things. We're going to get to that, as a matter of fact, in just a moment.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here when it comes to the NBA championship. You ladies are on the edge of your seats during the course of the day. Obviously, a lot of people were because it's number one thing in the trending department as to who the champions are. Yes, everybody's excited, or?
Sure, NBA fans, I guess. Yeah, if you're from Milwaukee, you're excited, right?
Yeah, Bucks. And let's go through how they got their names, because you were just talking about that. How did the Milwaukee Bucks and, you know, some of these other, is there any connection to any Indian tribe with the Bucks? They're going to have to change their name? Or is this something?
The Buck is a deer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
A lot of, I'm pretty sure that's what it
Bucks
is.
It's an Indian reference to Bucks. Male Indians were called Bucks, so that's why I'm asking the question.
I have no idea. I'm out because I'm not an NBA fan. I don't want to sound stupid, so I don't know.
Their logo has a like a buck on it with horns and the whole nine yards. So I'm pretty sure
that's what I thought. It was a deer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but there are references to Indians, and as I said, referring to them as the Bucks. All right. So the NBA finals are over. thank heavens it's the middle of July or getting toward the end of July. It's about time. Were they later this year because of COVID? The season gets started early? I don't remember them ever going this long. Or hockey, as far as that's concerned. I mean,
hockey always goes long. This is,
yeah,
hockey's
goes
normal,
into June. I don't know. Yeah, I thought it felt late, too. And admittedly, I don't think any of us are huge basketball fans, like professional. That's my favorite sport to play. But as far as watching, I don't watch too much of it. So it feels like it's later, but I don't think that the season was delayed. Because,
well, we haven't really said what happened.
Actually, maybe
the Bucks
was.
Won the championship for the first time in 50 years, so we should probably start.
We
yeah,
said that. We said they won.
Yeah.
We said they won.
No, we haven't said that. We've been talking about
it.
Their name.
No, we did say it. Okay, anyway. Let's
and
go
actually,
to Jolly.
Maybe the NBA, let's think this thing through for a second. And because maybe the NBA season was delayed this year. Because remember, it was super delayed last year, but they finished. So they might have started in January this year. We need NBA fans to call and let us know.
Right. Or you can comment on our social media connections. How's that? Even better, because that's where the stuff has showed up. Dolly Parton says, well, apparently she was talking about her husband's birthday, 79 years old, so she got on a Playboy bunny outfit.
She is so cute.
She really is.
Well, she was, said that she wanted to pose for Playboy again at the age of 75, and so... I think she turned 75 this year in January, and so I guess that instead of being on the cover, or because Playboy is in print anymore, so she got all dolled up just for her husband's birthday. So Carl Dean, they're the cutest.
I've never even seen a picture of them. Have you seen a picture of them together?
Only when they were really young. I couldn't pick him out now as an older guy, but I've seen pictures of them when they were first married. But, yeah, right. She said he likes to hang in the garden and in the yard while she's being Dolly.
Being very well
Maybe
taken
fake.
Care
Could
of.
Could you imagine?
I'm sure. Is it really him or is it
Yeah, we never see him.
Is it Memorex? 28 and a half after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW Motorrad USA has announced the addition of a new CE04 electric scooter. The CE04 scooter features a forward-looking design and innovative connectivity solutions. The scooter has a maximum output of 42 horsepower and has a maximum speed of 75 miles an hour, which makes it ready for roads and highways. The estimated range is 80 miles, and the MSRP for the futuristic scooter is $11,795. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Subway passengers in central China were left scrambling inside flooded train cars on Tuesday, trapped up to their necks in rising water as record-breaking rains devastated parts of Hunan Province in eastern China. At least 12 people have been confirmed dead in Zhengzhou after nearly 8 inches of rain fell in 1 hour on Tuesday. Life expectancy in the United States fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials said is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. More than 3.3 million Americans died last year, far more than any other year in U.S. history, with COVID-19 accounting for about 11% of those deaths. The United States military on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against terrorist militants in Somalia. The airstrike targeted Shabab fighters in the city of Galkayo, northeast of Mogadishu. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Washington lawmakers on Tuesday discussed the origins of COVID-19, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci get into a spirited debate.
This research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research, done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain-of-function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You're being well compensated for your time here. You know that because you find out all kinds of things that are going on in the world on the EJV point of view. It's Wednesday, July the 21st. Yep, I suppose because we have 31 days. This is really the two-thirds mark, Jennifer, in the month. Doug Steffen here with Jen Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is out today. The Delta variant and where it is becoming more in evidence, if you will. It's pretty much everywhere. There's even a new COVID variant to talk about after we get through the info on the White House staffers. Who's got this, Victoria?
Well, a Biden staffer and an aide to Nancy Pelosi, they both have tested positive after they went to the same reception last week. I think that's the one with the Texas Democrats.
Yeah,
they're super spreader, right?
Yeah, that's the one that Kamala Harris was at, and she had to take a COVID test on Sunday because she was there calling these dopes brave for taking their private jet, leaving their job in the state legislature, flying unmasked on private jets with beer, singing Kumbaya.
Have they said anything?
Okay. Most of them, but, I mean, it's like, I don't know. And then they've got, now that everybody's getting it, who was in that same area. So what's going on? Why is the vaccine not holding up?
Well, it is holding up. See, that's the good news, and this is where I think that, you know, we need to sort of stop misinformation. So people are quick to say, if you're not, like, into the vaccine or if you're anti-Biden or whatever, people are saying, oh, see, the vaccine doesn't work. It does. That's why no one's in the hospital. That's why no one's really sick. That's exactly the point of this vaccine, is to keep you out of the hospital and to keep you from having severe symptoms. No one has any severe symptoms. In most cases, people who are fully vaccinated.
Most cases of people getting COVID, they're not going to the hospital either. Look, my argument's not about the vaccine or Joe Biden. My argument is just as a person, what message does it send when people get the vaccine because they want to not get COVID? And I understand they're getting milder symptoms, but we have to be honest here. I mean, 99.9% of the people who get COVID, whether you're vaccinated or not, they're not going to the hospital. They're recovering at home. So to me, getting the vaccine and getting COVID again is very much on par with people who are getting COVID and not going to the hospital.
Right, but
does that make sense?
My concern has always been from the beginning is about the vulnerable. So my parents are in that category.
Right,
so
of course.
That's why, you know, that's why we're vaccinated. That's why my parents got vaccinated. Because even if my parents do catch it now, and some of their friends have gotten it and have been breakthrough cases, hopefully no one does end up in the hospital. So mm-hmm. I mean that is the point
and
of
for
the
sure,
vaccine.
For the And for the vulnerable, I think it's absolutely, yes, I think it's 100% absolutely useful. But truly what's happening now with the people who are getting these breakthrough cases, and it's becoming more of a prevalent story. I mean, it's the Yankees team. Now it's all of these Texas Democrats passing it around Washington, D.C. The question for, it has to be anyway, on the minds of healthy-minded people is, why do I even bother? If COVID is probably not going to make me sick anyway, wouldn't I rather just get COVID and have the natural immunity than get the vaccine, which
I mean, if people want
to
do that, that's fine, but this Delta variant is nothing to mess around with. So even if you think that you're healthy, part of the problem is when people ended up in the hospital with COVID, most of the time they didn't even know they had an underlying condition. And there are a lot of doctors, like friends of our family who have been dealing with COVID in the ER for over a year now, and they said so many times, time and time again, young, seemingly healthy people end up in the hospital with COVID because they didn't know they had something else already going on in their body. That's not a risk that I would take. If someone else wants to take that risk, go for it. But that's not something that, I mean, I had no issue getting vaccinated as soon as we were eligible. So, I mean, and everybody down in Washington, I think the vast majority of people working in the Biden administration have been vaccinated. So hopefully this does not become even more of a super spreader. But as of right now, the Axios is reporting that, you know, a lot of people are masking up again in D.C. They work in very close quarters. So it, you know, it makes sense. But it's just, we're going to have to, I don't know where this is going to lead in a couple of months. I really don't. You know, I'm in New Jersey and my husband commutes into the city for work, or hasn't been for a while now. But, you know, in September, everybody's supposed to be back in New York City. If this Delta variant keeps going the way that it is, I don't see that happening. I don't, you know, even
but
amongst
that. At some point, we're
going
to have
people.
To get back, right? I mean, we can't just stay home and wait.
I think people putting force or trying to force people not to, if working at home is okay, that's fine. But to shut down the economy again is not going to happen.
Especially
because
it didn't
acceptable.
Work.
It didn't work at all.
No, yeah, you
meanwhile,
look at California, it didn't work.
It destroyed
the
economy.
We had more deaths
in
Florida.
Exactly what the Chinese wanted. It
right.
did exactly what they wanted, what they planned. Meanwhile, there is a report from Texas at Houston Methodist Hospital. They operate 8 different hospitals and facilities around Houston. They have a case of what they call Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A.
It's
Lambda.
Just the Greek alpha. It's the Greek alphabet that they're going through right now with these variants. And
first.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what that's what Delta is. That's what Lambda is.
Delta
is
still
variant.
Is the top, no question about that.
Well, and so, Delta, just to be clear, Delta is actually less, as far as the death rate goes, Delta is actually less dangerous than the original COVID, but it is more contagious. And so that's
we also have a lot more people vaccinated, too. So that's a huge part of saving people from dying from it, too. With Delta.
Okay, I mean, just in the doctors and the articles that I've seen, they say that it's less fatal and
yeah.
that it's more contagious. So, I mean, look, I think the way there's so much fear-mongering going on there because,
awful.
Oh, a variant. Well, all of these, everything that that is a virus has variants. This is what viruses do. They mutate, right? And so, I mean, it's not unheard of that we have a Delta variant, a Lambda variant.
There's,
COVID is truly COVID.
Already mutated, well, it was 18, 19 times the last time I checked. I think it's more like 24, 25. now, because that is what they do. That's what the flu is every year. It's a different mutation of the same bug. That's why oftentimes the vaccines that are made at the beginning of the year for flu don't work, because they aren't really there. They don't really know when they make the vaccine, but it's a great way for the drug companies to make money. So let's tell everybody to get a flu shot, and that doesn't mean you're going to not get the flu. It's sort of the same thing here. I think we're talking about the same sort of thing. You have a chance to get, if you get the vaccine for COVID, you still have a chance of getting COVID. That's what they say. It's clear. But the expectation is that most people won't, because that's the actual fact, that most people who've gotten the shots haven't gotten sick. Or if they have gotten sick, they haven't gotten sick as badly as they might have had they not had the shot.
Right, and so, that's the proof that the vaccines are working. They're standing up to Delta as well, and that's a good thing.
Yep.
Now, so, I think if people are really serious about tamping this down, we talked, I think it was maybe yesterday on the show, maybe the day before, but about why the rising number of cases in California specifically. I live in Los Angeles. They're bringing the mask mandate back again, all of this nonsense. And I saw a story yesterday in the LA Times about immigration and about how the numbers are so out of control. Duh. Maybe our spike is coming through from all the people who are walking in here unchecked from our southern border. Have we even considered that?
That's actually very interesting.
Migration's up 900% in Texas. Yep. Migration's up like 300% in California. And these people are being let in here. I mean, the administration loves to talk about getting vaccines, but are they shooting these people up in the arm as they come into the country? The answer is no, they're not. They're putting them on planes and they're sending them wherever they want to go. So if we're looking for spikes and we're looking about, you know, wow, how can this mutated virus be in here so quickly? Maybe it's the people they're allowing walking in here. I mean, could that be a possibility?
Could be. 42 past the hour here on the DJV program. Tom Brady was at the White House yesterday. He was there because the team went, because the team won, right? Isn't that the whole reason every year
they
invite various teams? Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl 55 winners. He cracked a joke about the 2020 election. Did it go over like a thud, or was it funny?
No, it was trending. It was funny, that people weren't expecting him to say that because he's a fan. You know, he's a friend of Trump's. But he said not a lot of people thought we could have won. In fact, I think 40% of people still think we didn't win. And then Biden chimed in and said, "Oh, I understand that." And then he looked over and said, "You understand that, Mr. President?" So there was kind of a funny moment. And then he also, and then Biden actually had a fun moment with them too, because Brady and Bruce Arians are the oldest quarterback and coach to ever win the Super Bowl. And so Biden said, "You won't hear any jokes about that from me, as far as I'm concerned." He said, "There's nothing wrong with being the oldest guy to make it to the mountaintop." So it was a lot of, you know, a couple moments of levity. It was nice to, you know, to see. Tampa Bay has certainly become a powerhouse of a town for sports.
Yeah.
So
here's the audio from Brady.
Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
Do you understand that, Mr. President?
Kind of a cute moment. All right. The women's soccer team redemption on the Olympic stage. The U.S. women's national soccer team, back-to-back World Cup champion status, ranked first or second in the world every year since, 2003. Hasn't lost a single game under their new coach in the past 23 games. Back in 2016 in Rio, women failed to reach the gold medal game for the first time in history. The team is looking for redemption. So who are the people on the team, and who are the other teams? I mean, everybody I think knows Megan Rapinoe, right? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe, the captain, yep.
Right.
So Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe, and Alex Morgan, those are probably the three biggest names that everybody knows. Those are the three highest-selling jerseys. So they're all back, and we start against Sweden right now, essentially, on Tokyo time. I think they're playing Sweden right now. So, so it's we'll see. Hopefully COVID doesn't get in the way of all this, because this team is incredible, and they certainly deserve gold. They're up to the challenge.
Well, I think, again, the lack of interest, at least among people that I know, is pretty staggering, actually. I don't find I've had
a conversation. I feel sorry for the athletes because,
yeah,
you know, life goes on for them because they're still training and they're still doing, you know, and they're doing everything that they need to do. And if people aren't watching or don't care, I don't know.
I didn't think the game started until Friday. Why is there stuff going on? The Norwegian handball team was playing yesterday against Spain, and they got fined $1,700 for having the wrong shorts or something on.
Well, they're being fined because this is so ridiculous. They didn't want to wear bikini bottoms. They wanted to wear little spandex shorts because they were more comfortable. And there's literally a rule, and I'll have to remember it now, but there was some ridiculous rule that, like, the regulation bikini bottoms can't show more than, I mean, it has to show, like, at least 10% of the butt cheek or something. There's, like, some crazy thing there. So these girls are like, well, wait a minute. If we don't want to wear bikini bottoms while we're jumping around and all kinds of, you know, like, leaping around trying to play beach volleyball, why can't we just wear these shorts? And they're getting fined every game. And they're just, they're sucking it up. They're like, we don't care. We'll pay the fine. It's ridiculous.
It has. Everything's so distracting now when it comes to all this stuff. It just, everything seems to be, the world is kind of melting because of all of this stuff. By the way, where are the Chinese when it comes to fielding teams for the Olympics? I don't hear too much about that aspect. I hear a lot of European talk about Asian talk, but not much about the Chinese. The Chinese field competition, Russians do, I know, for most all the sports, they're pretty competitive. What about the Chinese? Are they competitive in any sports?
I think, gymnastics? I mean, they're in a lot of,
They usually get a lot of medals, actually.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there's the story. Time now for the story about finding the perfect hire. If you have a business and you're searching for a new employee and you feel like you're searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes, the company that I think you ought to know more about is Indeed. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets that will help the candidates prove to you that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. So to learn more about finding your next great hire for your great company, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4748. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour now on the Wednesday, July 21st edition of the DJV program. And as the tradition continues, each day at this time, Victoria Keelan is here to go through a couple of important tech stories, including this latest from Facebook, which I kind of wonder why anybody pays any attention anymore or anybody's on Facebook. Want to explain, Victoria?
Well, a lot of people are on Facebook, and so and especially if you're, you know, the older demographics, I mean, that's a big audience for them. So if you're a member of the U.S. military who's gotten friendly Facebook messages from private sector recruiters suggesting that there is a lucrative future in the aerospace or defense contractor industry, Facebook has some bad news. You've been catfished. They have revealed that they've tracked and at least partially disrupted a long-running Iranian hacking campaign that used Facebook accounts to pose as recruiters, reeling in U.S. targets with convincing social engineering schemes before sending them malware-infected files and tricking them into submitting sensitive credentials to phishing sites. So
what do they get out of this? Do they sell this?
Yeah, they sell your data. Yeah, they make money off of it. Don't get your news or don't get your employment from Facebook. Like, that should be number one and number two in your world if you're on Facebook. Don't get news because you can't trust it, and don't get employment offers from Facebook. So Facebook says that the hackers have pretended to also work in hospitality or medical industries, in journalism, at NGOs, airlines. They are sometimes engaging their targets for months on end with profiles across several different social media platforms. It's mostly Facebook, though. Unlike previous cases of Iranian state-sponsored social media catfishing that's focused on basically Iran's neighbors that they wanted to torture, this time this was largely targeted at Americans and to some extent UK and European victims. Facebook says they have so far removed about 200 fake profiles from the platform as a result of their investigation. And they've identified the hackers behind the group. It's called Tortoiseshell. It's an Iranian hacking group believed to be working on behalf of the Iranian government. And so this is, there was
surprise,
even back
surprise.
In 2019, yeah, Tortoiseshell was running a fake veteran site called Hire Military Heroes, which sounds totally fine, right? But it was designed to trick victims into installing a desktop app on their PC that contained malware. So just be really, really careful. The problem, though, is right now, you know, especially when veterans are transitioning over to the commercial world, that's a really big industry, and they're being exploited. So protect our veterans. If you have any veterans in your family or loved ones, friends, make sure that they're not falling victim to this stuff on Facebook.
All right, there you go. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. We'll be back in a moment with something from the Department of Homeland Security you'll need to know right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so the Department of Homeland Security announcing what, Victoria?
They have announced new security regulations for pipeline operators in an effort to bolster their defenses against cyber attacks. As we know, the Colonial Pipeline back in May, which crippled the United States fuel supply and set off gas shortages across several states, basically the whole East Coast was affected. They said the lives and livelihoods of the American people depend on our collective ability to protect our nation's critical infrastructure from evolving threats. That's from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He said through this security directive, DHS can better ensure the pipeline sector takes the steps necessary to safeguard their operations from these rising cyber threats. The big picture is the department ordered pipeline operators to implement specific mitigation measures to protect against the cyber attacks and then develop contingency and recovery plans. And so they're going to be continuing to work with Homeland Security as well as the TSA. And hopefully, you know, this will be one next big step to protecting our infrastructure and pipeline.
One giant step for mankind, if you will. 59 past the hour on the Wednesday DJV program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.